All right, it's time now to go to Bradenton, Florida. We are joined by Joe Block. Joe, how's it going down there?
Oh, doing great. How are you?
Doing well. We've had a lot of fun talking to your colleagues, Bob Block, John Wehner, Greg Brown. Looking forward to getting your insights. I wanted to ask you, we got a week left in spring training. Who has impressed you the most or maybe exceeded your expectations the most?
Well, Justinson Garcia, who is lovingly known as the password, has been outstanding. You know, the question coming in, certainly plenty of talent, but could he stop chasing pitches out of the zone? I think if you could just swing at better pitches, this guy was going to be special. That's what the Pirates' hopes were, and sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't. But in this small sample of spring training, he's done that, and he's hitting over 500. He's back in the lineup today in Fort Myers when they take on the Twins, and he's just 23 years old. So he's played a good outfield. He's been able to steal a couple bases, taking advantage of pitchers sleeping a little bit. So for me, this is a really nice player. Now, there are already four outfielders with spots pretty much committed on the team, so I don't know if he even makes the team out of spring training. But he's got a bright future with the Pirates ahead, and he's looking like a really good pickup for the Pirates in that trade with Boston over the winter.
Now, we've been talking about Connor Griffin, the shortstop phenom, too. I know John Wehner is of the belief he should go down to the minors some more, get some more seasoning, but more and more people think he's ready for the big time now. Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think you can go either way, I think, if you're the Pirates, and I don't think there's a wrong answer. You know, Rock and I have had this debate. My vantage point is, so I'll give you the counterpoint. Rock, it makes all the sense in the world because, you know, he's going to be a better hitter with more experience. Do you want that experience to come at AAA? Do you want that experience to come at the big leagues? In the big leagues, everyone's going to ask you questions every night. It's in front of 30,000 people. It's every game's on TV. If he gets off to a slow start offensively, which is probably likely, to be honest with you, you know, how does he weather that storm? Now, I think that the counterpoint and my viewpoint is has a special makeup about him. He's a married man. He's 19 years old. He doesn't have things faze him very much. Very good family background. So if you bat him ninth, and he's hitting 150, 3 weeks into the season, I don't think it's going to matter to him all that much. If the manager says, look, you got to just go out and play a good shortstop for me every day. And he can do that. He won the Gold Glove for the best shortstop in all the minor leagues last year. In spring training, I've seen nothing to tell me that he's actually a defensive upgrade, I think, than what they had over the course of last season at shortstop. And certainly would be an offensive upgrade. They didn't get much from shortstop last year. So he's a better player than what they had at short last year already. And you can live with the lumps that he's probably going to take for a couple of months, but he's going to make those adjustments, and he's going to be a very, very productive offensive player in the major leagues, and probably by when the weather finally starts to warm up in Pittsburgh. So yeah, I think by June he's going to be a really good hitter and maybe try to move up into the middle of the order by then. But I think you can live with the lumps, but I can see where Rock's coming from too, and so I think the Pirates have a good decision on their hands. So either way, they're going
to
win.
Yeah, not a bad problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
You mentioned Garcia stealing bases. It seems to me that the Pirates are stealing more or attempting more stolen bases in this spring training than we've seen. Is that, you think, going to be part of Don Kelly's strategy this year? Are we going to see the Pirates more of a running team?
Well, I think they're going to try to take advantage. They are not, with a few exceptions, there aren't guys that are going to steal a lot of bases this year. You know Cruz, you know, Jake Mangum is going to steal some bases. Now, the other guys, what are they going to do? I don't think anybody else, unless I'm just not thinking of somebody, is going to get into double digits. But can you steal, you know, 8-9 bases in a season, and when it matters at different points in the game, two outs, you're at first base after a walk, pitcher's not paying attention to you, get in a scoring position with two outs, maybe a base hit can bring in a run, that kind of stuff situationally. I think they're preparing themselves for that, because you've got to at least put some doubt into the pitcher's mind that you can go. It may speed things up a little bit. And then if you do take advantage of a guy sleeping on you, like I mentioned, a situation like that, for instance, can really benefit the team. and get that extra run across, which we saw so many one-run games last year. The Pirates played 60 one-run games. And so to get that record flipped, they were 25 and 35. That's how you win them. That's how you win those one-run games. And sometimes it just comes down to maybe an old man stealing a base.
We'll be carrying the game today, Pirates, Minnesota. We have 1 week left in spring training. What's the most competitive battle that remains to be fought? Or who are some maybe the bubble players who are sort of fighting for their major league life?
Well, that might be a little extreme, but, you know, the fifth starter spot, I think, is yet to be decided. And for me, Mike Clevinger's looked really good. I think he's certainly at age 35, certainly capable of going out and giving you five innings and keeping your ball club in the game most nights. That's all you're really asking for from a fifth starter. And remember, all you need is 2 months of that, because Jared Jones right now, you know, barring any setbacks, would do to return at the end of May. So that's all you need from a fifth starter. I think Carmen Majinski showed that he can get hitters out a second and third time in that last spring outing. And I think he's certainly capable of being the fifth starter. It's just a matter of, he's been so valuable, one of baseball's best middle relievers. How do you take him out of that role, especially with Chandler, Ashcraft, and then whoever the fifth starter is? You're not expecting a ton of innings from those guys this year. So the Majinski availability as a guy that can give you two or three innings in the middle of games here and there on those shorter starts, that can really make a difference. So for me, Clevinger would be the choice, but the Pirates have not made that decision yet. They still got one more go around, and we'll see. But the fifth starter, I think, will be interesting, at least for the first couple of months.
Well, Joe, we're kind of living vicariously through you. It's going to be 27 degrees as a high tomorrow, 21 degrees. You're down there soaking up the sun in Bradenton. Talk about today's game. What can we look forward to? 1 o'clock game, as I mentioned, Fort Myers, Minnesota. What should we be listening for?
Well, Nick Gonzalez is going to start it short, and I think we're going to see if he's going to end up making the team. Is he's going to play? Is he going to be the starting shortstop? Is he going to be a backup in the infield, or is he better suited to start the year of the minor leagues and get regular at bats and be ready if the Pirates need him? So that's a question. Connor Griffin should be in the game as his reliever, so to speak, at short. So I'm looking at that. I'm always looking at the relievers to see, you know, who's going to fill out the back of the pen. It's going to be Noah Davis to start today, who's projected to be a depth starter for the Pirates, but he looked very good the last time around. So it's one of those things for me, just taking notes on guys and seeing where they're at and seeing how they can help the Pirates, because generally speaking, it's not just the 26 that are selected to stand on the chalk lines, but very often, even a day later, you might start already be making moves. So there's 50 or 60 guys that are going to be in black and gold at some point this year.
Excellent. Well, Joe, looking forward to talking to you again Wednesday. Keep up the great work down there.
Well, you don't know me that well, so but I'll keep up the work.
Are you in mid-season form? Is your announcing in mid-season form? Are you still in spring?
I'm almost making complete sentences now, so we're getting there.
You're ahead of me today. All right, enjoy talking to you. We'll do it again Wednesday.
All right, sounds great.
All right, take care. Yeah, we're giving you Pirates baseball, talking to the broadcasters throughout spring training. Got three more sessions with Joe, two more, Wednesday and Friday. So you have a question you want to hear, feel free to give me a call. I can pass it their way if you have any impressions on the new Buccos. So many new offseason acquisitions. There's an optimism we haven't seen in a while, and people excited. I know I was out and about Saturday, and the Pirates spring training game was on TV at the local restaurant, so